What follows is a letter from Edward A. Kimball to his students. Mr. Kimball was a teacher of Christian Science. As Christian Scientists, we miss God so much because we do not always realize that He is right with us. We have to see God through that which manifests good. Then, gaining the right idea of anything, we find God with us. We must anchor ourselves in that right thought. We must cling to truth no matter what error may say about seeming failures. It is God with us that supplies all wisdom, strength, power, and need, silences grief, and exterminates all evils. And knowing this is to be spiritually minded, is to know the truth and to demonstrate it. When man does not know this, he is simply dead. The human body is simply a false concept of that body which, in reality, is the manifestation of God, or the real body, the body of right ideas, which is the real body of God, the body of mind, which body is man. There is one perfect spiritual body. There is but one everything. This fact indicates and expresses the oneness of mind and man's unity with this divine mind. One God, one mind, one Christ, hence one man and one body. If there is but one body, then there is but one heart, one stomach, one bowels, one each of every organ of man, and every organ or function of the body is an idea of God. That is, they represent some divine idea in mind. And all there is to man's organ is the truth about it. Man and his body are idea of mind, ideas of mind. God's ideas are perfect, never subject to disease or malpractice, because the law of being is perfect. No mortal law can interfere with or disturb the harmonious action or function of any organ of man. There is but one body, even as there is but one number seven. You have it, I have it, everyone has it. There are many figures seven, but there is but one number seven, because number seven is idea, one idea. On the same principle, there is but one everything. There is but one heart, one mind, one blood, one life. I have it, you have it, everybody has it. How can there be heart disease when there is but one heart? Mortal mind makes people believe that there are hearts many, on the same principle that it makes them believe there are minds many. We all have the same spiritual body, even as mortals have the same body, namely 85% water and 15% organic salts. Human beings seem to be different, but are they? No, all water and salt. This oneness of human being, mortal mind, is all a myth. There is but one oneness, and that one is spirit. Man is the body of this oneness. It follows that this body, right ideas, is as sacred as mind. It is scientific to declare that man exists at the standpoint of body. Many scientists are afraid to declare properly about body. They constantly declare the truth about God, but refuse to declare the truth about man and body. Man, body, constitutes the only proof of evidence that there is a God. This is my testimony and proof that there is a God. Man shows forth and is an exhibition of God, and man is body. Now, this being the truth, there is the utmost need of declaring and knowing the truth about man as body. We must declare body, and declare it frequently, in order to bring out the spiritual idea about body, God's body, in order to silence and displace the material concept. There is but one body in mind, perfect, spiritual, and that body is the body or sum total of right ideas. Body is the compound idea of divine mind. Perfect rightness in thought, word, and deed is the real man. Evil is a wrong sense of a right thing. Human body is a counterfeit of the true body, the body of right ideas. Man being the body of God, there is but one man, one body, for there is but one God. I am man, the compound idea of divine mind, the infinite divine consciousness, for man is the consciousness of God. Man is body, the infinite aggregation of spiritual ideas, and is therefore wholly spiritual, perfect, normal, complete, and eternal, abiding ever under the law of life, health, harmony, and perfection in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus was immaculately conceived. As we gain the right sense of body, we gain the right idea of man and body. We gain an immaculate idea of ourselves. I am the eternal embodiment of all that is good, true, real, enduring, beautiful, and pure. Is not this to be immaculate? Are not you immaculate? Are you not the Son of God right now? Certainly you are when you gain the right sense of man, of body. If Mary, the mother of Jesus, could do this, surely we can. Does the divine mind have any favorites? No, no, no. There is one man, one body, one favorite. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You are that Son. This perfect body was never born, and because it has always existed, it will never die. This perfect body is under no law of disintegration, decay, or death. This perfect body, man, has never suffered and never will suffer. It is under no condemnation on account of being falsely cognized as a human man or woman. This body, man, is never male nor female after the flesh. Both its male and female is in spirit, for it manifests the divine completeness of our Father, Mother, God. There can be no displacement or disease of any organ, idea, of this body, because every idea is held under divine control. These so-called physical organisms are the false material concepts of mind's spiritual ideas, qualities. Disease is an error about body, and a specific idea of mind is necessary to correct or dispel it. One infinite mind and its ideas constitute the whole of being. There is one infinite consciousness wherein the infinite aggregation of mind's ideas, manifest activity, constitute the one body or the embodiment of mind. We have the same mind that God has or is. There is one infinite body, and that body is our body. All the things of body are eternal, complete, perfect, and perpetually active as ideas. The law of mind to body is the law of perpetual harmonious action. Body will always be body. It cannot fail, be sick, or change. It is the manifestation of vigor, vitality, strength, power, force, and perfect impulsion. And the divine law unto it is the law of strength and normal action. In your treatment, if the only sense of body is the right one, then there is no body that is sick or can be sick. The right sense of body enables you to put out the belief that body is the private body of a man or woman and is one that can be sick or contains place or substance that can be sick. Now then, it may be seen that if you were in a belief of disease because of malpractice, the knowing of one body would be sufficient to break the claim, because malpractice could not act where there was not belief of a material body. In our treatment of the so-called sick, we must declare the facts about body. Even in the human mind, there have been several authorities that have declared that there is no physiological reason why the body of a human being should die. They referred to the capacity of the body to renew its tissues and functions, and believed that this would go on indefinitely if it were not that the eliminating process becomes defective. Now, that which most disturbs the integrity of the eliminating process is anger, hate, fear, and other similar beliefs. Read Professor Gates' article on page 268 in The Life of Mrs. Eddy by Sybil Wilbur. This shows how different mental conditions cause different physical changes to take place in the body, affecting its welfare, which the body tries to eliminate, but cannot on account of the weight of wrong mental government of the body due to false thinking. When the process of elimination is not perfect or complete, the claim is that there is a retention of impurities or morbific poison, animal poison. We must declare that the law of mind is the law of elimination to the false belief of deficient elimination and to the belief of morbid secretions. This claim of deficient elimination, you can see, becomes an avenue for the claim of malpractice operating through the so-called law of materia medica. Everything is complete and perfect in the divine mind, and we do not have to do a single thing to man, body. But what has a physical person in it, then has a body that can be sick. The only treatment that is entitled to heal is the one that has no thought or admission, except the one infinite body. We must realize that the patient is neither person, place, nor thing, but is simply a suggestion or a claim that man is material and is sick. Do not be afraid to leave the belief of a personal patient out of your treatment. Christian Science treatment has nothing to do with the mortal self, because it is simply the utterance of spiritual truth concerning the truth about God, life, man, body, substance, presence, power, law, and action, and a calm, quiet, peaceful announcement that error is unreal and without substance, law, power, or presence. The simpler a treatment, the better. It does not have to be labored.